And we're going to continue with our message. So, I want you to think for a moment about who started your life of faith. Who started your life of faith? In other words, who's responsible for bringing you to the Lord? Who's responsible for your life in Christ? Because the truth is, it's not you. It's not you. So who is it? Who brought you to faith? Maybe if you're like me, your story is pretty simple. You know, my parents both knew Christ when I was born. They brought me to church. They had me baptized as a baby where I received the gift of faith in Christ. And then they made sure I stayed in church as a kid, even as a young adult. And even sometimes as an adult, sometimes their influence on me made sure I was in church when otherwise I would not have been there. Today, I like to think I'm pretty good at making it here on my own. Okay, but for me, my parents are responsible for beginning my life of faith. And maybe for you, it wasn't your parents, but maybe it was a grandparent or an aunt or an uncle, a family friend, a cousin, someone else made sure that you received the Lord's gifts. Or maybe you came to know Jesus as an adult, but still someone else is responsible for bringing you to the Lord. It could be a friend, a coworker, a neighbor, a pastor, or someone else. Someone took the time to introduce you to Jesus. Someone took the time to sit with you and to answer your questions. Someone took the time to share with you the meaning of the cross and what Christ has accomplished for us, healing, forgiveness, renewal, forgiveness of sins, and all these things. And for you, that friend, that coworker, that neighbor, that mentor began your life of faith. They got it started. And so do you have that person in mind? Well, give thanks for that person. Because one of the amazing things about the church, one of the amazing things about God's work here on earth is that God does his divine work in very human ways. And so this is the way that our lives of faith start. Someone, God works through a person, or maybe people, but God works through a person. And that person brings us to church. That person sees us washed with water and baptized. That person shares the word of God. And through all these very simple, very human means, God does mighty works of faith. That's how it was with Timothy, the young man, a young pastor, actually, whom Paul knew, and to whom Paul wrote these words that we just read in our scripture reading. And in these words, Paul actually reminds Timothy of how Timothy came to know the Lord. So let's look at that. This is the very beginning of Paul's letter. So Paul begins way up in verse 1 and just says, who's writing? And who he's writing to, he says, this is Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus. I'm writing to Timothy, my dear son. And then a few opening statements, he says, I thank God for you, Timothy. Paul says, I long to see you. And then in verse 5, Paul gets to it. He says, I am reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice. And I am persuaded now lives in you also, Timothy. So Timothy's faith began with his mother and his grandmother. In other words, Timothy is a church kid, right? Timothy's mom and grandmother both knew the Lord. They would have brought Timothy to worship. They would have had him baptized. They would have made him part of the life of the church. And though the life of the church in that day certainly looked different than it does today, you can still think things like potlucks, think things like fellowship, things like gathering around God's word and sacrament. He was part of the life of the church. Lois and Eunice would have talked about their faith at home with Timothy. They would have prayed with Timothy. They would have shared scripture with him. And this is how Timothy's faith was planted in him. This is how Timothy's faith was nurtured and how Timothy's faith grew. It was under the care and through the efforts of his mother and grandmother. And this is still how faith has taken root in you and me today. Someone has invested themselves into you. But there comes a point. There comes a point where your life of faith needs to become your own. And Paul says this. He says, for this reason, in other words, because of the efforts that Lois and Eunice have poured into Timothy's life, for this reason, Paul says, I remind you, Timothy, to fan into flame the gift of God. And Paul goes on to talk about the kind of life that Timothy should be leading, full of power, love, and self-discipline, unashamed of the gospel, holy, a holy life. And what stands out the most here is that Timothy's life of faith is no longer all about the work of his mother and his grandmother. Now Timothy has to take responsibility for all these things himself. And today we're confirming two young men. And the same thing is happening for both of you here, Tim and Naysay. The same thing is happening. You are taking responsibility. Your life of faith is changing today. So far, someone else has taken responsibility for your life of faith. It could be parents, it could be friends, it could be mentors and others. But today, you're standing up to say that your faith is your own faith. Today, you'll say what you believe, and today, you'll make a commitment to continue in that faith. And you'll still have your parents around. You'll still have your parents encouraging you. You'll still have friends and mentors to help you continue to grow, to keep you focused, to help you live out your life of faith. But the difference is that now Paul's command, that command to fan into flame the gift of God, to live by the Spirit of God, that command is not just for your parents and mentors to do for you. Now that command is for you personally, because that's what you're promising to do today. So this is a transition. This is a turning point in your life of faith. And we know the sad truth is that many people fail to make this transition well. I'm sure we all know someone who was confirmed in the church and then drifted away from the people of God. I'm sure we all know someone who was confirmed, or for being confirmed, they think means that you're done with the church. We know people like that. But that's not how it works. You've heard me say before, at least these guys have, they've heard me say before that confirmation is not like graduation. It's not like you've done the classes, now you're done with school, and you'll never have to learn or grow again. And I know we've got lots of educators here, so I should say graduation really isn't supposed to be like that either. But the point is, the whole point of confirmation has been to prepare you young men for something better. The whole point of confirmation has been to teach you the basics of what we believe and how we live our lives of faith. It's been to prepare you to live out that faith on your own. It's been to prepare you to share that faith on your own, even. Because today, you'll say that that faith in which you've been instructed and trained, today you'll say that that faith is your faith. And you can do this. You can do this today, and you can continue in this life of faith now, continuing through your whole life, because you have the Spirit of God living in you already. And as Paul says, the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but it gives us power, love, and self-discipline. So he says, don't be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord. Don't be ashamed of me. So don't be ashamed of what you believe. Don't be ashamed of the people of God with whom you stand. Don't back down from your faith or from the teachings that you have received from God through Scripture, because the Spirit of God in you gives you confidence, power, love, and self-discipline. And practice these things, because these things will keep you steadfast in the promises that you are making today. Paul tells us that God has saved us and called us to a holy life, not because of anything we have done, but because of the grace, because of his own purpose and grace, this grace which was given us in Christ Jesus. So live that holy life. And this encouragement is not just for these two young men today. This encouragement is for all of us. Live that holy life. Live the life that Jesus calls you to live, because Jesus has destroyed death, because Jesus has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. And when you live a holy life, you show others the power of Christ in you. When you live a holy life, you show your friends and family and the people around you what Jesus is doing in the world. You show them that Jesus is healing us. You show them that Jesus is uniting people. You show them that Jesus is bringing light and truth and life into a world of darkness and death. So live that holy life, because that is how you will begin to see the benefits of Christ in your own life. Live that holy life, because that is how you'll show the light of the gospel to the world. Now, you all know, I think there's an ad jingle out there that I think we all would recognize. It goes, I don't want to grow up, I'm a Toys R Us kid. We know that. I don't want to grow up. That one. But we know that when we all grow up, we know that we will grow up one way or another. One day, sooner or later, for better or worse, we're all going to be adults. And that's kind of scary, right? And this day of confirmation is a step for you too, Tim and Naysay. This is a step for you too on the way toward adulthood. Because today you're making a choice. Today you're making a choice to be the kind of adult that Jesus wants you to be. Today you're making a commitment to be the kind of adult who takes his faith seriously. You're saying that you want to be an adult who lives out your faith in every part of your life. You're saying even that you want to be the kind of adult who someday, if you have your own kids, you'll share this faith with your own kids as well someday. You'll teach your own kids and the young men and young women around you. You'll teach them about Jesus. And you guys are not alone in this. You're not alone in this. Your parents, your friends, your mentors aren't suddenly off the hook like their job is done. They're still here to help you continue to grow in faith. But starting today, it's different, because starting today, your faith is your own. Amen. All right, guys.